How's it, everyone? Welcome to another episode of the Online Life Coach Show, where I make my listeners understand and aware that everything you are going through at this moment in time is preparing you for what you asked for. It can be a negative situation that you are going through at this stage, but in a few days or in a few months' time, if you look back, you will think, shit, I mean, that was actually such an awesome patch that I had to move through, because look at the results. I'm also trying to develop, promote, and encourage my listeners to have confidence in their decisions. No one else knows what's best for you beside yourself. For those of you who don't know me, I'm Jacques Fouillon, a social media influencer. Life threw me a huge curveball after a big accident we had where we nearly lost our lives. It left me paralyzed from the waist down, but that's life, and life has to carry on. I got to the realization that I'm created to create content to influence and guide my audience to enjoy every second of their lives, to live with gratitude, to say thank you. I always say, if the only prayer you say is thank you, it's enough, because gratitude makes stuff happen in life. My life used to be hectic, and the accident forced me to slow down to the extent that brought me to the realization that I have to make a difference in life. I've got a much bigger audience than I had before the accident. It boils down to, once again, everything you're going through is preparing you for what you asked for in life. My wish was always to change lives through social media, to make people realize that there's more to life than just the normal 9-to-5 job, coming home, cooking, feeding your kids, have a shower, get into bed, read Bible, read a book, maybe shag, and wake up the next morning, and the whole routine over and over and over again, where your weekends you go to a flea market or go and do some grocery shopping. You know, that's normal life, and I want to explain to people, I want to show people that there's more to life than just the everyday things we have to go through, the normal routines. I'm not so big on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. I rather spend time on my own site, jacquesfouillon.com, like I mentioned before. Let me spell that again. It's jacquesfouillon.com, where different topics about everyday life is available through any search engine, rather than limited to friends and followers on any social media platform. You can find me on social media by using the handle Jacques Fouillon. Like and subscribe, and you are more than welcome to send me a mail on a much more personal level, lifecoach@jacquesfouillon.com. Or if you see the Anchor app in your app store, download it immediately. It's one of the best apps ever. And you can join in conversation by leaving a voice note that I'll use in a future show. You can give some feedback on a specific subject or a topic suggestion you'd like me to discuss. I wrote an article, or rather blog. It was one of my first blogs in around 2011, and I still, up to today, get around 10 emails per week thanking me for the article or the blog, because the reader could actually break loose from the abuser's chains. And that makes me feel so good, and I'm so grateful that people can actually use my content, and it can make a difference in their lives. So for those of you looking for emotional detachment techniques, this one's for you. And please, I need your input and feedback, because my articles and shows helps me too in my life. So if you've got the Anchor app, leave me a voice note and send me a mail, or leave a comment, or do something, get into contact with me. We all experience the WTF moment at some or other stage in our lives, in a relationship scenario, whether it being in a friendship or in a romantic intimate relationship scenario, where weird feelings are caused by another person, like a family member or a close friend. You reach a point where you ask yourself the question, maybe in another way, not the WTF way, why is this person reacting this way towards me? Why does the situation make me feel awkward? Why do I feel rejected? You've got a million questions about one emotion that you are experiencing, and that's basically the emotion of rejection. I've posted this blog in 2011, so it's, let's say it's 7-8 years ago, because it's 2018 now, because quite a few people approached me regarding the emotional pain that they can't deal with. I've given an explanation on various factors within the emotional pain, emotional abuse scenario. But I personally like to have hands-on information in life. Give me a point A and say work through A, B, C, D up to you get to Z, and then you get a bigger or a better idea about what you are dealing with, and then take it from there. So I created this How to Emotionally Detach Yourself and Get Control Over Your Emotions technique to assist people who feel helpless and they just stay trapped in a relationship, whether it being a friendship relationship, an intimate relationship, a family scenario, whatever it might be. And believe me, this technique helps. So go for it. Most of my listeners will get the idea that I'm only talking about individuals currently in relationship, but that's not the case. I'm sure all of you, well, someone listening to podcasts, goes and, can I call, scratch, investigate in the self-help area in a bookshop that's, let's call it the self-help area in iTunes. So all of you have a high enough IQ to make this info your own and refer back to past relationships in your life and relate to whatever you experiencing right now and what you want to change right now. The best ever realization in psychology is the fact that your mind does not know whether a situation is being real or if you are experiencing the situation in your thoughts. You will feel just as good if you have a discussion or fight in your mind with someone without actually the having a verbal confrontation. It sounds silly, but it's proven. I've repeated myself a few times in my podcasts and on my website, a few blogs and articles. The best words ever in life when being in an emotional state and you don't know what to do with yourself, you don't know how to deal with your emotions, is the loss word. We can categorize loss under the rejection as if you are being rejected by someone, you experience loss. So you have to give up something good in life and let go with it completely. Make space for new happy things in your life to receive something better in return. Again, you have to give up something good in life to receive something better in return. How can you see clearly? How can your thoughts be clear and of good quality when you've got this foggy view the whole day? It influences your perspective. You cannot cook food in a pot that burnt last night and it hasn't been washed, and you just take this pot with a burnt bottom and put it on the stove and you are going to cook tonight's food. Believe me, that food's going to taste like shit. And exactly the same in life. Start clean slate, new pot. That's so important. Detaching yourself emotionally from a destructive situation or relationship in which you've been emotionally involved before can be extremely, extremely difficult. I know, I've been there in my life. That's why I've got so much sympathy and empathy with people that's moving through this process. And like I said before, it was written in 2011. So yeah, I went through a patch like that around about that time in my life. I use the term abuse in any situation where different parties are involved and we experience negative feelings, or a situation is pushing us into a pattern of not being ourselves. That can be categorized as abuse. Well, that's what you are experiencing. You don't think it's abuse, but it is abuse. Don't think of blood, open wounds, emergency rooms, and blurry people running around in blue clothes with fluorescent lights, having the same effect as road markings on the highway above your head. Emotional scarring is worse than a physical scar. I sometimes wish we had emotion white blood cells. But you know what? It takes so much more effort and time for emotional damage or emotional scars to heal than physical scars. We walk into relationships, whether it being a romantic or friendship relationship, and we believe that this person is great, this person's wonderful, awesome, a good influence, the right moral standards and values, non-abusive, the list goes on. You can take an A4 paper and it won't be enough. You'll have to take an A3 paper and divide it in two, maybe in quarters, and it will still be not enough paper to write all the good points of this person that you just met. But wait till you take a sip of the milk that's on the verge of being sour. You can put it in the refrigerator for 24 hours, for a whole week, but it won't become fresh again. That's the problem. Once milk's sour, there's no way it will miraculously change into fresh milk again. You can try though, but good luck with that one. Nevertheless, learning to detach is vital if you ever hope to regain your health, happiness, sanity, and sense of self once you've been in an abusive relationship. And I use the word abuse and it sounds very harsh, but you get small abuse and you get big abuse, but abuse stays abuse. It's the example of stealing a pencil and stealing a car, same shit. It's still. Same with this, same with abuse. This also applies to people who have divorced or broken up with their abusive spouse, girlfriend or boyfriend, but have to maintain some degree of contact because of children, working for the same company or attending the same school. Gay people like to keep contact because of their animals. Please note, this is the biggest manipulation ever, a bullshit moment you'll experience in your life. Don't go there. This is a situation of a lion being friends with a lamb. He's going to fuck you over sooner or later, so just stay away. If you've got children with this person, you know, it's a difficult situation, but you can work around it, especially when you followed this program of emotional detachment techniques. Once you moved through all of them from A to Z, there's no more attachment and you can face this person without feeling anything. And that's ultimately what we want in life. Emotional detaching requires that you change many of your attitudes, your beliefs and behaviors. Detaching is not about enabling your abuser. It's about disarming your abuser by eradicating her or his ability to hurt you, because that's abuse. Once someone wants to hurt you, it's abuse. People don't see it that way, but think about it. Well, I can't say in my show, go and think about it. I'm telling you, that's the truth. It's not about changing your behavior so that you don't trigger your wife, boyfriend, or girlfriend. In fact, if you successfully detach, it will probably provoke the next person to become nasty and more aggressive because you cause them to experience rejection. So you turn the tables and now they get back their own. Not that you want to do that, because ultimately you don't want to hurt someone else. It's not tit for tat. But if you're a stronger person, you're a stronger person. And, you know, stuff whatever they are feeling because they abused you. There my voice goes because of this whole abuse, detachment discussion we've got. For your psychological survival, whether you are currently experiencing or have experienced an abusive scenario leaving you with emotional scars, I'm talking about huge emotional scars, you need to develop and feel indifference and emotional detachment. Before you can begin to detach, you need to accept the following. Love does not conquer all. What you're experiencing or what you've experienced in your relationship probably isn't love. It is distorted, twisted. It's just a fucked up version of love. Call it love, because I mean, there's so many different perspectives about love, and that's not love what you experienced. Point. you can't fix or rescue someone from being abusive, sick or dysfunctional, and someone that's lost in their own highly distorted reality. In fact, trying to rescue the abuser, practically, if they are borderline, a narcissist, a sociopath, it's like trying to rescue a drowning person who's crying for help and then holds you under the water until you begin to drown. The more you try to rescue the person, the more they'll drag you under. That's the kind of abusers you get. I'm not saying that everybody is like that, but be careful for that kind of trying to rescue, keeping you under the water, trying to use you as a rock in a swimming pool or in a sea. Be careful for that. Here's my Red is the New Black fact sheet of this blog. Point number one, you give power to people to hurt you. Don't do that. Don't give people your remote control to change your channels. Don't do that in life. Number two, you can survive and thrive without this abusive relationship. You don't need him or her. You had a life before this person, and eventually you'll have a much better life after Mr. or Mrs. Crazy Pants left. You are not responsible for your spouse, partner, or ex's happiness, failures, shortcomings, or bad behaviors. You're not. If you feel responsible, go and buy a box of wine, finish the box of wine, but with every sip say, I'm not responsible, I'm not responsible, I'm not responsible. Go for it. Just do something repetitive so that you can get it into your mind. Because if you think that you are responsible for any other person's happiness, shortcomings, bad behaviors, failures, you are thick. And I don't want to call my audience thick. Not at all. The person who you want as your spouse or partner to be is in conflict with a person she or he is in reality. Okay, that makes sense on its own. Continuing to hope for the best from someone who consistently give you the worst is a setup for more pain and disillusionment. Just once again, don't go there. Don't have hope that this person might change. It's not going to happen. You are not hopeless, powerless, and incompetent. The relationship with your abusive spouse or partner causes you to feel that way. It causes you to feel helpless, powerless, and incompetent. Which is why it's often so difficult to take care of yourself and break free. You actually need that person. And that's ridiculous. You don't need that person. Like I said before, you will have a great life without Mr. or Miss Crazy Pants. There's no shame in admitting that you need to walk away from a relationship that's destructive and toxic. It's vital that you begin to develop a rational perspective and distance yourself from an ongoing, hurtful, current or past relationship that you can neither control nor change. Many people remain in an abusive relationships. Well, I used to be in one. This is me, definitely. Many people remain in abusive relationships physically and in their minds well beyond the point of personal pain and devastation that defines reason. You need to come back to your senses and see your partner for who he or she is, and you are actually not part of this abuse. Move on with your life. Okay, everybody's got some background on why you need to emotionally detach yourself from a relationship or a person and get control over your emotions. Tomorrow, I'm going to give you guys 7 techniques to detach. Let me give you one simple example. So that you can make sure that you listen to tomorrow's podcast. I'm not trying to get you to listen to my podcasts. It's not going to help me to do a whole hour podcast about this whole detachment technique thing. An example is accept that you can't fix, change, rescue, or save someone else. That's a big point. And to accept is rather a tricky emotional, what can I call it? It's a tricky emotional process to know that you can't fix, can't change, can't rescue, can't save. So I'll catch you guys tomorrow, and we'll see what the 7 techniques are about, and I'll discuss each and every one in detail with you guys. Okay, everyone, till tomorrow. Have a good day. Cheers for now. Bye. That was extremely rude of me, and I apologize. That's not the way I end a podcast. I don't say, cheers, everyone. Bye. No, doesn't work like that. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening to what I've got to say. I really hope that my input can mean something in your life. That's what I want to do. I want to make a difference in people's lives. For more information, more blogs, more podcasts, more vlogs, visit my website www.jacquesfuljun.com. It's JACQUES Fuljun, JOEN.com. Or pop me a mail at lifecoach@jacquesfuljun.com. I usually take some time to respond, but eventually I do respond. Okay, everyone, thank you. Till tomorrow, when we discuss the 7 techniques of emotional detachment. After tomorrow, after you start to actually use these techniques, you will be free. These techniques will set you free, and you are over and done with your ex, your divorcee, your friend, your nanny girl, whoever abused you. All of them, you can just say cheers. Okay, everyone, now I can say cheers. Till tomorrow. Bye.